It's Russell Peters. Yay! David, thank you so much, brother.
Say hi to your mum for me.
Mike's live.
It's Shane Warne.
You were at Barracuda.
How cool is it out there? I could not believe it.
Yeah, I'm there every weekend.
3, 2, 1. The Chris Bennett Show starts now.
Oh, yeah. Hello, mum. Hello, dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:02, September 5th. It's your Sunday morning right here on the Chris Fade Show. Morning, Pretty Mullick.
Good morning.
Morning, Big Rossi.
Good morning.
We're ready to do this right now. Ah, man. Good news out of for Filipinos.
Yeah.
You are able to travel back to your gorgeous country.
Yes.
We'll go more on that. We'll touch more on that throughout the show, but I know that's definitely some good news for the Filipino community here in the UAE.
Got lust.
Gossip we'll be talking about coming up.
Of course, we're going to talk about Drake's album next hour. This hour, huge news if you're a Grey's Anatomy's fan.
Okay.
There is a massive comeback. Like, this was trending all weekend long.
You know what else is trending? My favorite TV show of all time is trending.
Seinfeld?
Yeah. Did you hear that? Netflix?
No, what happened?
You missed that?
Oh, yes. It's moving to Netflix. Yes, I know.
You know how much they paid?
Oh, really? The whole show?
$500 million.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
To take Seinfeld onto Netflix. Well, $500 million.
That is crazy. It's just going to be like Friends, though, isn't it? People are going to watch it again and again.
Yeah, for sure.
So excited about that one. My favorite show of all time. Pop quiz coming up at 7:10. We'll squeeze in a What's Rossi reading as well, which is great. How are you guys? What's going on?
Well, everything was good on Friday night. We went to the beautiful Coca-Cola Arena.
Saw Wayne Brady.
He was so good.
He was great. Yeah, he was good. Improvisation on stage. Not easy to do, right?
Not at all. He was great. Went with my parents, my dad, massive fan, still talking about it.
Good on him.
He's still talking about the show.
You guys had a suite. You had a little VIP suite up there at the Coca-Cola Arena, right?
When you work at the Arabian Radio Network, you have some perks in life, and that suite is one of them.
Look at her.
Fancy pants.
What did you get up to, Russ?
Did my bingo on Thursday. Liz came along with loads of teachers. We had an amazing time. They enjoyed that. Went for lunch. And yeah, just got a dog now, so we just looked after the dog all weekend.
Gosh, another addition to the Burrell family.
If it's not crazy enough, it is now.
There it is.
And yourself, what did you do?
Thanks for asking. I was just waiting for it. It took you guys a while. Like, it's really awkward when I ask you guys, and then you guys never ask me what
but
I got up
to. But you were still
to.
Talking to Rossi.
No, it was sort of paused. Like, I did pause. I just looked, and then I was like, let's see who's going to ask me first.
Well, yeah, when is the attention going to be on me? Yep. He's thinking.
He actually didn't care about what we had to say, Rossi.
There really was nothing. Like, it
he
was,
didn't care.
It's too late to tell you what I did, because I feel like the moment's gone.
How is that? You are so annoying.
Don't tell us what you did now.
I don't want to know. It's fine.
I'm not going to tell you.
Great.
Tell us later.
Eddie, how was your weekend? I saw you doing Topgolf. That's such an un-Eddie thing to do.
I know.
Yeah, that was amazing. My wife's uncle is in town.
Yeah.
With his kids, that hit three teenagers from the UK. And I was like, you know what? What's the best place to take them now? You know, just to go and like enjoy something different, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I took them to Topgolf. All thanks to Big Rossi. Shout out to
him. Oh, did he hook this up?
he hooked me up.
Are you serious?
It's a plug life.
We're not meant to say that, plug life, Eddie.
Are you serious?
Well, you know, I have to thank you, right?
Connections, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Topgolf's good. I like that. You go play golf. If you've never done, even if you're not a golfer, like, it's just a fun little outing.
Yeah, it is good.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, I had never done it before in my life. Never held a golf club in my life. But you know what? Like, it's just great. A few instructions. Wow. It's a good game.
You looked all right, actually, when I saw the videos of you, mate.
Thank you.
Well done.
Nala, anything going on in your life?
I went to the cinema and watched Shang-Chi, which is the first Asian Marvel, and it was amazing.
I was going to watch that as well. I didn't get a chance to. Is it good?
It's so good. It's so good.
Marvel's new one, is it?
Yeah. It's from, like, the new era.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Yeah.
That's great.
Can we find out what you did a bit later?
What did you do, Chris?
What did I get up to? Yeah. Thanks for asking, buddy. We've run out of time, unfortunately.
Oh, come on. Sad.
Maybe someone else will ask me. Hey, I want to open up your the phone lines right now. First caller of the week. Is it you? What are you up to right now? What are you doing? Come on. Open it up. Let's get some good energy out on the show. 04-871-5544. That's the phone line in the studio right now. Be our first caller of the morning. Maybe you're on the way to work, gym, you know the usuals. Call me now. 04-871-5544. I'd love to talk to you.
The Chris Fayes Show's first call of the day.
Okay, we've got Umna joining us. Hey, Umna, how you doing?
Good morning, Chris. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. How was the weekend, Amna?
It was very well. It went very well. And I wanted to call and ask you about your weekend.
Oh, Amna, thank you. That's very considerate. I like when people ask me how my weekend was.
Mm. I'm so glad, Amna, you said it before what you did
Pretty's
in your weekend.
Pretty's not going to let me answer the question now. She's not going to let me answer the question.
Don't care.
You don't care about what I did on my weekend?
I was with you. I was about to praise you, but it's fine.
I think I want to tell Amna what I'm doing for my weekend, but I don't want Pretty in the studio. I don't want her to know what I did for my weekend.
I was with you.
Yeah, well.
I was with you.
I had a great weekend. I relaxed. I did a little bit of exercise. I went to the Coca-Cola Arena and got to see Wayne Brady perform, who's a funny sort of comedian, which was great. Mm-hmm. Yesterday went to the Palm and had lunch. It was nice. It was just sort of like a chilled weekend. Did a bit of swimming in the pool.
Nice.
The weather's getting better. I think it was just nice, you know.
Lovely.
It was. And today's Father's Day in Australia, so I'm wishing my father a happy Father's Day.
Oh,
lovely.
Yeah, it's all. I don't know where else it's Father's Day, but I know it's Father's Day in Australia today. So happy Father's Day to all the Aussie dads who have got kids who aren't celebrating it back home. So, yeah.
That goes to you, too, then. Happy Father's Day, Chris.
Happy Father's Day, Chris.
What'd you guys get me?
A hug. Mm. Here's some Fade Fit salted caramel.
What did you get your dad?
No. Got him a phone call at about 10 o'clock this morning. That's what I've got him.
I'll call you if you want.
He'll love that. Now, what are you doing now? It's 6:12. What are you up to?
I just got back from the gym. So good. It was a very early morning.
So good.
And I'm very happy. Good on you. First thing in the morning, yes. So I do this boot camp, and it's just amazing.
Good on you. Got it out of the way. Yeah, I feel that. Are you like me? I'm not. If you don't get it out of the way in the early morning, it's hard to get to.
Yeah, I would never get it done. If I don't do it at this hour, it will never happen.
I know. Mm-hmm. Good on you. That's great. Great motivation that you've got to be able to get that done, though, at this time. So, well done. Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for asking how my weekend was. You're a true friend. You're a true friend.
It was lovely talking to you guys. Have a very good day, and I'll try to call back during the rock.
Please do. Please do. Thank you so much. There it is, Amna.
You feel better now?
Great human asking me how my weekend was. That's what real friends are about.
Right. So it's Father's Day in Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, and Papua New Guinea.
There we go. Hey, you know what? Even if you're a dad right now, happy Father's Day. Doesn't matter. We'll adopt you from Fiji and Australia and New Zealand and
Papua New Guinea. Yeah.
We'll adopt you. All right. Thank you so much. That's it for me. I'll be back next Sunday.
Have a nice day.
Take care. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Missed one huge thing over the weekend.
What's that?
You launched something. You launched your milk this weekend. How did you not mention that?
Oh, yeah. That was a pretty big thing, yeah.
That was massive.
Wow. Yeah, that was a pretty big thing.
That's so cool. Congratulations.
Actually launched it yesterday. Yeah, if you don't know, we've got Fade Fit's got organic milk. It's called Organics by Fade Fit, and it is some fantastic tasting, really clean organic milk, and it comes in full cream or like sort of low fat.
Yeah.
100% made in France.
So good.
It's available now like Carrefour and Kipson's and Choitrams and sort of everywhere. So it is a new little pillar to the little brand that we created a few years back. So get out there and get it. And it's affordable, by the way. We know one of the hardest things like that I find that being able to get healthy food.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to eat it.
Yes.
But it's sometimes it's very expensive.
Agreed. Sometimes you look at these prices and you're like,
it's not easy. So we've taken upon ourselves at our company at Fade Fit just to sort of try to get that healthier stuff more affordable.
Amazing.
So if you've never been able to afford organic milk, for example, we're trying to make it a little bit less. So you got to pay a little bit more.
Yeah.
But you're getting that freshness and that goodness, you know.
What's the, you say organic milk, so...
No preservatives, no chemicals, no pesticides. It's things that I'm learning, man.
Are you into...
Things that I'm learning.
Do you do the other stuff, like... are you going to do the other stuff, like coconut milk and stuff?
It's funny, so many people have asked me that. I'm like, just let me get this out first.
Sorry.
Let me get the majors out, and then we'll get into that.
Okay.
It's like if you were to make a car, and they'd be like, is it electric?
Yeah.
Just let me do the one with the engine first with the fuel, and then I'll get. But no, I'm hoping that we'll probably develop the sort of plant based milk as well. You know,
the reason I ask is you're moving at lightning pace because you've got the smoothies.
Mm.
What else have you got? You got the snacks,
of course.
You got the yogurt tubes,
the vitamins.
I love how the Brits
you got
say
the
yogurt
vitamins.
Yogurt and vitamins.
Vitamins.
Yeah. What else have you got?
Is milk.
and the milk as well. Wow.
Is that not enough for you, Ross? Would you like more? Tell me what else you'd like, mate.
I've got a few ideas for a beverage.
Okay.
But can't I don't wait. Know if it would go with Fade Fit.
Yeah, maybe. No, I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure. But yeah, that was a good thing that we launched on the weekend, which was great. So
how
get
are
out there.
How you feeling about it? Excited?
Really excited. Yeah, really excited. So we'll keep it rolling.
If it's happening, it's on the air. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
All right, lots to get through. What have you got?
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, their custody battle continues in court, still going on. And she's kind of revealed more details in an interview with The Guardian. She said her alleged experiences with her ex made her more passionate about children's rights. And Angelina said she can't really talk too much in detail about everything because of the legal situation and the ongoing case at the moment. But she was kind of pressed about whether or not she feared for the safety of her family during her marriage. And she answered, yes, for my family, my whole family. And she didn't elaborate any further.
This is such an... This saga's been going on for years. Are the kids not old enough now to decide where they want to go, though? So to a certain age where the kids can just make the decision.
Yeah, so the oldest ones are not involved in this custody battle at all. It's for the younger ones.
All right, there we go. That's sad. Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt still at it. What else you got for us?
Britney Spears could be getting married very soon. Her man, Sam Asghari, he was spotted ring shopping at Cartier in Beverly Hills this weekend. Now, they've been together for 4 years. He was apparently seen looking at a diamond ring that the saleswoman brought out. Now, if you remember, Britney told a court in her first kind of confession that she wanted to get out of her conservatorship because she wants to get married and have kids. And under her conservatorship, they were not allowing her to do that. So,
do you think Britney gave him the money? Said, hey, babe, here's some money. Could you just go down and get me the ring?
Yeah, I mean, he's got money, but no one's got Britney money. Yeah. You know?
Has she got loads of money?
Oh, she has so much money.
Of course.
Britney Spears.
And imagine she didn't even get to spend it.
What else?
Grey's Anatomy. We got to talk about it. It was huge. Dr. Addison Montgomery will be making a return to the show. This is actress Kate Walsh's character. She's going to be coming back for a multi-episode arc in its upcoming 18th season.
This is the Grey's Anatomy music.
It's a huge thing, huge thing.
Should I get into it? Should I watch it? Should this be one that we watch?
Can you do 18 seasons?
Take me a while, but I'd get there.
I think you'd like it. It's a medical drama.
18 seasons.
Oh, so the 18th season is going to start soon, yeah.
That is so long, right?
Yeah, there's a lot you got to follow.
All right.
Finally, Romeo Beckham. It was only time, right? Until I would say one of the Beckhams is getting into football. And Romeo's the one.
Oh, is he?
He signed his first professional football contract with Fort Lauderdale CF.
In the States.
It's part of the United Soccer League. It's League One. It's the sister team to Inter Miami CF, which is co-owned by David Beckham.
Yeah, David Beckham owns his own football team, right?
Good on him. Actually, we got audio of David. He was so happy about this, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was just really happy for Romeo. What's his name?
Romeo.
Which one is it?
Romeo.
Yeah, really happy.
Thank you.
Victoria. I love Victoria so much.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out on prize.
Well, you know we need our sports update right now. A lot of sports happening over the weekend, so we're crossing live to our sports guru, Dylan.
It's Dylan.
The Virgin Radio Sports Guru.
The Virgin Radio Sports Guru.
Yeah, man. How was the weekend, Dylan?
Oh, it was amazing coming at you live here in Dubai. What's up, guys?
What's happening, man? So, the last time we spoke to you, there was a big match happening between the UAE and Lebanon. It was the World Cup qualifiers. It was happening in the UAE is where they played it. I don't know the results.
Chris, come on. You were talking about this. It was a UAE or Lebanon, and you weren't sure who to support. It was a big deal for you.
And then I went out on Thursday night, and I missed the entire game. I thought to myself, well, I'm not going to... I'll find out the result on the show.
Okay.
So... because my heart was divided here. I didn't know who I wanted to win. Who won?
You just knew you had me to come to.
That's right. What was the result?
It finished 0-0, so you didn't miss much. But remember, they're going to play again later in Lebanon, so the rematch is coming.
Nice. Man, see, this is what this about football.
This
like
the thing.
I know it's a huge sport and I love it, but you watch it in 0-0 and then you just, all right, thanks for coming.
Well,
why don't they do penalty? Don't they do penalty shootouts in the World Cup?
No, not when it's in a group stage like this. Each team just gets 1 point if it ends in a tie. A win is worth 3 And so everybody's still sitting at 0 points right now.
Well, good luck to the UAE and good luck to Lebanon. Let's turn our heads to the tennis. The US Open is happening right now, but there's also some hurricanes hitting New York. So I think it's been off and on. But what's going on there?
Yeah, so U.S. Open is underway right now, but, well, it wasn't underway for too long as it started. Hurricane Ida hit New Orleans on Tuesday. However, the remnants of that storm hit New York City a couple of days later. This was a disaster for the U.S. Open because it left thousands of people without their tickets to see games that were ended up being canceled. So they ended up having to get spectators out of the stadium with police buses because they didn't have the right facilities. They had to cancel matches. It was terrible.
Yeah, one of our friends Maha is there. I don't know if you saw her footage, but she was in the US Open and she was sort of like giving us a little bit of a run through of how they got out of the tournament. Mm. The players' village where like everyone hangs out, it looked like a bomb hit it. That's how bad it was.
So years ago, the US Open never had a retractable roof on the stadium. For years it was like that. Because it always rained during that time, they spent millions to build this retractable roof.
Yeah, put it on.
The rain was so bad, it came through the roof.
Yeah, little roof.
And they had to, like, cancel. It's been pretty
bad. Yeah, it's been hectic out there, hasn't it?
Yeah, all right.
I mean, and so where are we at, though, with the games, did you say? Where are we at?
Well, so that was on Wednesday, so things have resumed. They're back at it. As for the games, Naomi Osaka is making headlines again. Her first game back since the French Open, where she withdrew because of health reasons, she was defeated by an 18-year-old from Canada, Layla Fernandez.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Yeah, Naomi, you know, unfortunately, all this other stuff that she's going through, I think, has taken a toll on her tennis game as well, which people are sort of, you know, forgetting. She's a great tennis player. She'll come back. She's young and she's got some, she's got time behind her, which is good. Real quickly, F1. I know Nala and pretty huge F1 fans. What's going on that's happening today, is it?
Oh, yes. So last week was the Belgium Open and they only raced 2 laps. But tonight, at 5 o'clock, there's the Dutch Grand Prix. So qualifying yesterday, Max Verstappen finished in first place, so he's going to be sitting in pole position for Red Bull. Lewis Hamilton is in second place with Mercedes. We'll see how that is for them.
All right, awesome stuff. It's our sports guru, Dylan. Always does a great job. Give him a round of applause.
Yay!
Very, very good, mate. Appreciate you, all right?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Should Dylan have his own like little tag as well? Like, I'm the... No, just no.
We should ask Dylan.
It's up to you. If you want to have one, let us know, okay? And we'll rate it next time.
Excellent. I'll be ready.
All right. Awesome stuff. There's Dylan, our sports guru.
What are you doing?
I mean, I promise Chris will come down. Yeah. That's fine.
I'm not going down anywhere. I'm not leaving
Chris
the studio.
Down there, yeah?
I am not.
Insta stories will be fine, yeah.
Rossi has... I don't know what... After he goes out, I think, and then he talks to people, and then he's like, oh, yeah, I'll get you on the radio show. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, well, thanks. Yeah.
So now, what have you just weaseled your way in getting for free now?
I've got a free breakfast.
I don't want a free breakfast. I'm intermittent fasting. I'm not even eating. I'm not even eating breakfast.
If you don't eat this, you're going to miss out.
So what have you got planned? And where did you meet this person? And what do we have to do because we're getting it for free?
Well, I promised him on Friday that we'd get breakfast and get it on the show and stuff. And I've got it. It's gold French toast.
Why do we want gold French
toast?
Because
it's gold. Why don't you want it? That should be the question.
How did you discover them?
I just met him when I was out.
Aren't you at the gym and things are going well?
Yeah, but it's gold French toast, Chris.
So you've got gold French toast coming up here at around 7:15.
Well, it's already been delivered, yeah, so... I'm going to send my assistant down to go and
who's
get it.
You keep talking about your assistant. Who's your assistant?
Nala. Nala, can you go down and get my French toast, please?
Nala, you are not his assistant. You know that.
It's okay. I'll get it.
Are you eating something?
What are you eating?
Yeah, I'm eating a Fitbit. I'm sorry.
We've got a midway. What's going on with this show? This guy's trying to get free gold toast brought to the show. You're smashing chocolate fade fit in the morning. I mean, guys, come on, let's concentrate. Everyone, we're back to school. This is it. This is, you know, thinking caps on.
You need to be more professional, do you think?
So what do I have to do? What did you just agree that I have to do is that we got this free gold toast?
Well, A, we're going to talk about it on the radio. what's the name of the place? I've forgotten. And B, I've just said that you might go down there one day and just, you know, say hello. And
by one day, have you arranged for a date and time already?
Yeah, you're booked in this Tuesday.
I'm not going this Tuesday, Rossi. You cannot plan my days for me before you get free stuff.
It's not, I mean, it's going to benefit you as well. They'll stock you snacks.
I'll pay for this. We'll just pay for the gold toast.
It's not cheap. It's gold lotus French toast.
Okay.
If we're going to get it for free, all we have to do is just mention the place.
It's just remarkable.
He just can't remember Rossi, the name of the place.
Rossi, he's trying to get it for free, but he can't remember
I've got
the place.
It. Hampstead Bakery and Cafe on Instagram.
Okay.
I can't believe you. It's coming up, I guess, this gold toast. We'll do it like just after the pop.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K pop quiz. Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard credit card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles on joining or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Karen got through. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, look at you sounding fantastic. What are you up to, Karen?
School run.
She on the school run.
Yeah.
What school are you going to?
My kids go to Smart Vision School in Al Basha.
Cool. What's it called?
Smart Vision School.
I like that. Smart
Vision. Best school in Dubai. It's a small, unknown community school, but we love it. We've been there for 4 years. I think it's hands down best school in Dubai.
Do they have a good vision? And is it smart?
Very. Absolutely. Spot on.
That's great. I like that. Yeah, Smart Vision School. What up to everyone in Smart Vision School in Al Basha?
Represent.
Karen, I got to ask you this question because one of my closest friends and manager is actually named Karen. With the whole debacle,
she must be wonderful.
Yeah, well, she actually is. But with the whole name of Karen, you know,
yeah. Oh no, yeah, that's just not right. That's not right. We need to change that.
Yeah, like because you know the whole Karen thing on social. Yeah. Oh, she's another Karen. Like as a Karen, were you offended by this?
Oh, you know what? Brush it off. We're strong people, us, Karen.
Good on you.
Listening to you, there's no way anyone would have a negative connotation to you.
That's true.
Absolutely, pretty. You're right. No one takes us down. And I'm South African, so we're just doubly strong.
Look at you. You are. You guys are strong. All right, let's go. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. Okay, Karen?
Okay, be kind, Chris. I will. Sunday.
Listen, I don't write them. If I wrote these questions, we'd be giving away 10K every day. All right? Here we go.
He's not trusted with that process.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. True or false, Richard Branson appeared in Casino Royale?
False.
What year did the Atlantis Hotel open on the Palm?
Oh, 2010.
Who sings the song Shallow and Rain on Me? Lady
Gaga.
What rapper created the Yeezy brand?
Kanye West.
The Royal Challengers Bangalore play what sports?
Cricket.
In meters, how tall is the Burj Khalifa? 830 or 600 meters?
830.
How many times has Britney Spears been married?
Three times.
What year were the Olympics games held in London?
Oh, 2016.
Who sings the songs Wild One and Cheap Thrills?
I know this. Sia.
Which search engine website was founded September 4th, 1998? If you get it, I'm going to let you have it.
Google.
What'd you say?
Google.
It is Google. 600 dirhams cash yours. You had some smart vision there, Karen. Richard Branson did appear in Casino Royale just for a brief moment. He made a little cameo in the 007 movies. Atlantis on the Palm was opened 2008. I remember watching that from the beach. What year were the Olympic Games held in London? It was 2012.
And Britney Spears.
Yeah, married twice. Yep. Twice, possibly the third time coming up.
Uh-huh.
That would have got you the 10K. You won 600 dirhams. Well done.
Thank you, guys. Have an awesome week.
You do. You too. Keep being you. The studio is now completely filled with food.
And I love that.
I'm doing something that they call intermittent fasting, which I don't recommend for everyone, but I'm just trying not to eat a morning meal just for a couple of weeks here. And you've decided to bring in gold-covered French toast and lotus cake covered in gold. Now, they both sound amazing.
Yeah, but I thought, you know, like we are living in Dubai and this is a very Dubai thing to do. So let's have gold French toast for breakfast. You know, get us started on a Sunday morning in the right way. So I've got it and it's here. So there you go.
Great.
So we're going to try this out next.
Yes.
I don't put it in my hands. I'm not taking a photo with it.
Please, just because I've told the guys that you will now endorse this.
I'm not going to endorse the... I mean, I know...
you've got the, like, the gold, you've got the golden visa. You got the golden visa, so I thought this would be great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing that... I thought, like, a whole campaign. Because like, to celebrate... that's why...
To celebrate me getting the golden visa, you have got gold food in the studio.
I didn't think of that now. Right. That's why I've done it.
But Hampstead, by the way, is an amazing... I've been there. I've been there a few times. Cafe and restaurant. They're fantastic.
Down by the Burj Khalifa.
Yeah, they're really, really good.
This looks amazing.
Thanks, all right. Pretty. Thanks.
I mean, but what does... There are people listening to the show right now. They're on the way to school. They're on the way to work. They're doing their thing. What has us eating gold food... Like, what's it for them?
Good like, question.
I always want to incorporate you guys that listen to this show as part of the show. So how can you incorporate our listener who's listening right now with us eating gold food? Because then it just sounds like, oh, look at us eating gold food. So how can we incorporate that? Tell me.
We can tell you what it tastes like. We can, I don't know. I can't really think how else.
You know what? We have not talked about eating something like this for so long. We have been talking about this gold French toast for the last 30 minutes.
Let's just not do it.
Can we just hurry up?
Why don't we, there's three servings here. How about Rossi has to down all three in 60 seconds?
No.
Yes!
That'd be nice.
I want one bite. Save me one bite.
Hey, Ross?
The old Ross could do that. I'm not too sure about the new one.
Let's do the new Ross. Rossi has to down all three in 90 seconds.
Do it.
Are you trying to jazz this up a bit?
Yeah, let's give it something. Like, let's make it. Otherwise, it's just us eating it. So, Pretty, you can take a little bite.
I just want one bite. I just want to taste it.
There's three huge servings here. We're going to give you 2 minutes to down them all. And if you do...
What does he get?
The golden... Treaser.
What's that? A golden tree?
Oh, you don't know what a golden treaser is?
What is it? Is it a lady called Teresa who's golden?
It is. It's a really cool thing that you want, Rossi. It gives you access
to
my swimming pool whenever you want.
The golden treaser?
Yep, you get to come to my house whenever you want.
But I have to come in via the tree. Yeah. I have to climb over the wall via a tree.
That's why it's called the golden treaser.
I like it.
Virgin Radio 104.4. Hello, the Chris Fade Show as we do it live across the UAE. It is 7:26, your Sunday morning. We're back at it. We're live on Instagram as well, so good morning to the Chris Fade Show's Instagram page. Always a pleasure to have you guys on there. If you're not following, hit us up, Chris Fade Show. So, Rossi came up with a brilliant idea. He wanted to get us breakfast, gold breakfast. You can have a look at it right now. It's gold French toast.
It's lovely, isn't it? And it's available at the Hampstead Bakery and Cafe.
Stop. See, now...
It's in Dubai Mall near the fountains. It's got fountain views.
How did this all happen, Ross? Because I feel like you've now overpromised this company that you're going to give them extra love on the radio.
Okay, so
how did all this happen?
So we went out on Friday.
See, this is what happens. He goes out at night and he meets people and they're like, oh, he'll be like, yeah, I'll get you on the radio. Whatever you want, I'll get you on. Is that what happened?
Yeah. I've over-delivered, but I mean, look at that, though. That's gold French toast.
It does look really good. It's two thick pieces of French toast each. If you're on the Instagram, you can watch this. I'll describe it to you. If you can imagine a thick piece of bread, about an inch thick, regular-sized toast. It's got gold all around it. Now, what's the lotus flavor? So it's got lotus biscuit all crumbled over it, and it's got this gorgeous, delicious lotus sauce, which I'm just about to pour over one. Look at that.
Yes.
Now, there are three servings of delivered, obviously, one for Rossi, one for Pretty, one for myself. Now, here's the issue, though, Rossi. We do a radio show. What type of entertainment is this, just eating gold French toast?
That's
why? there's nothing entertaining about listening to just three people eat gold toast going, oh, yeah, look at us. We're so privileged. We've got gold toast brought to us. There's nothing cool about that, Ross.
Well, I did think it was good. And it was for you, really, with your golden visa. That's why, to celebrate.
So I've come up with an idea, and I'm going to give Rossi the golden treesa.
What's the golden treesa?
It gives him 10 years access to my swimming pool anytime he likes, but he's got to come over the tree. I've got a tree, and he has to climb the tree over my yard, over the fence to get in.
But what happens when you move to LA in 2 years? Does it still apply?
No, it won't, because I don't own the property. So you'd be breaking and entering into someone else's house.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is, Pretty, you and I, first of all, I think we just want to have a taste of this right now. Pretty and I are going to have a taste because we want to try this, because I don't think I've ever had golden French lotus toast.
What an amazing breakfast, you've got to admit.
So let's have there we go. Let's just have one bite. Once we have one bite out of one, we won't go back in.
Golden French toast available from Hampstead Bakery and
Stop
Cafe.
Stop giving them so many plugs.
Well, they've got up early, cheers. Especially.
Cheers, here we go. Let me.
Got up early.
Wow.
It's good,
wow.
Is it?
Oh my God.
Is it good?
Wow.
Yeah, you know, feel free to have a whole one to yourselves each.
Mm. Mm.
Is it nice?
It's amazing.
It's like.
Come over here.
Coming.
Come on.
It's like buttery.
Yeah.
And really, it's got the crunch of the lotus.
Oh. Yeah. No, that is tremendous.
It's so good.
Now, to make it some, because I mean, that was not entertaining, right? That was just two people having a piece of toast. But what we're going to do right now is, Rossi, please come over to the table. We are going to give Rossi 2 minutes. 2 minutes to down all three servings of the French toast, the golden French toast. Let me put some more of that lotus sauce on all of them.
There's some extra stuff there. I think that's like whipped cream and all that. Put that on there.
Now, Rossi hasn't done a food challenge in years. The old Rossi would look at these three and just laugh. He'd be like, I could do that.
Easy.
But where are you now, Ross? I mean, apart from looking like Steve Jobs in 1994 right now with your skivvy turtleneck on, how are you feeling? Do you think you can do this?
I'm turning 40, meant to be on a diet, but it's okay. I'll do it.
It's for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
You want to do this?
Yeah, I want to do it because it looks amazing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, across the world right now, three servings of golden French toast. Can Rossi down them in 2 minutes? If he does, he will get the golden treesa. Don't start.
Okay.
Rossi, your 2 minutes begins right now. And he's put the whole piece.
Oh, my God.
How good is it, isn't it?
Huh?
How good is it?
So Rossi is now currently on serving number one. In two bites, he's nearly finished one whole piece.
I think he could do this easy.
He's done a whole piece, ladies and gentlemen, in 12 seconds. Nala is disgusted, who's filming this on Instagram right now. She's turning her head away. She can't watch him eat. Now he's on to now. How much? I wonder if you can consume too much gold. Can you consume too much gold, I wonder? Rossi's now scared. And you'll find him at King's Hospital later this afternoon.
But he has to finish it all, right? Both pieces in each? One piece in each?
Both pieces. Now, we are 40 seconds in. Just looking at some of these Instagram comments. Wow, Umyazia says. Can't believe it. I'm listening to the radio and watching at the same time. This is fantastic. Rana says, OMG, Rossi will not be able to do this.
One minute, Rossi.
He's taken a break. He has finished 50%. You've done 50% of it, Ross. Now he's slowed down tremendously here. 400 people watching right now
on
Instagram. Thousands listening on Virgin Radio 104.4.
40 seconds, Rossi.
Can he do it, ladies and gentlemen? He's got 40 seconds left. Go, Rossi.
Really tasty in moderation.
Yeah. I've got a nice close-up there. Oh, he's done it again. He's 60% through. OMG. Dude, Rossi, stop. We love you. Don't die. Get in there, Rossi.
Rossi.
Rossi. Rossi. Rossi. 10 seconds to go, Rossi. Eddie's cheering in studio number two.
Oh, my goodness.
Penelope says, I feel sick for you, Ross. He's really getting in there. He's trying. Time is up.
No golden treesa for you.
Unfortunately, Rossi, there is no golden treesa. Let's have a look at what he's got finished here. Let's have a look here.
Oh, that's pretty good.
What an amazing effort that was. There's really, you really did get through all of it except for one piece.
Five slices of golden French toast. And I still didn't get the golden trees.
I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry.
Okay, but it's very nice. Check out Hampstead Bakery and Cafe.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
We are talking Drake's new album. It broke the records, didn't it?
Yep, Certified Lover Boy came out this weekend, topped his own all-time record for single-day streams on Spotify. He also topped Apple Music's 2021 record for the most streamed artist in a day. It became the most streamed album in a day this year in less than 12 hours.
So I was thinking about it because Kanye and him have a bit of beef going on. Kanye drops his album last week, breaks a lot of the Spotify records, then Drake does it and then breaks them again.
He just, Drake smashed it. Like, just completely.
I was excited. Like, I mean, rarely do I want to, like, you know, do I get up and be like, oh, I want to listen to it. But I had the countdown on. I knew that in an hour's time, this was on Friday, I think it was.
Yeah.
I knew in an hour's it was dropping. And as soon as it dropped, I turned it on and I listened to it. And it is, it's good. Typical Drake. Yeah. It is what you expected to get from Drake.
Correct. One of the songs that everyone's talking about is Way Too Sexy, which samples Right Said Fred.
Now, this is the one I didn't like.
Oh, you didn't like this one? They dropped a music video for it.
Well, I just thought, why are they, you know that, remember, I mean, Right Said Fred, right?
Two guys from the UK, balding.
Yeah, like how?
No, but if you listen, it's not the first person to sample that. Taylor Swift sampled it as well.
But yeah. you remember this. This is,
I am too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love, love. I'm too sexy.
If you listen to this song, it's actually amazing.
For my shirt, so
it's a good
sexy
song.
Honestly, I love this song.
No, it was great. It was so catchy, but it was like, I put this in the category of like Barbie girl.
It's 90s cheese, and we love it.
Yeah. So Drake's new single that he dropped
samples it.
Have a listen.
I'm too sexy for the trap. Too sexy for the cap.
I like it. You don't like it?
Did he just say, okay, I'm too sexy for the cat?
For the cat.
Okay. I just don't know if I was.
I love it.
I don't know. I just wasn't ready for
it. I guarantee
it.
You're going to be singing this version in a day.
Too sexy for this. It's Future. Who was it?
Future, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't
and Young Thug.
I don't want to hear Future and Young Thug going, I'm too sexy for my. I'm too sexy for my.
If you don't like this, then what's your favorite song off the album?
I can't play all of it, but it's Drake.
Girls.
I'll just keep the title as Girls.
Yeah, where we both from, hey. And you just got to Miami, need hotel room.
This isn't for me.
Told you that they love you, but they fell through. So you shot in 42, cause you, hey.
I listened to this three times on the way this morning, just coming to the show. On repeat.
This is your vibe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the one that sampled the Beatles as well.
I don't know.
Let's
He sings. Listen. I don't know. How cool is this?
Pay attention.
Just good. Sorry, Pretty.
Because we have a lot of drama to get to, and I want to make sure you hear it all, because this is all involving Kanye West. There is a lot of dissing that's going on in this album. The first one is this 7 a.m. song where he basically talked about the fact that Kanye leaked his home's address and all this. He's like, I don't care about your Yeezy brand. Have a listen.
Here we go.
Told you I'm aiming straight for the head, not aiming to please. I could give about who designing your sneakers and tees. Have somebody put you on a guild and you play with my seed. Trust me, that's some shit you really gotta come see to believe. Get that address to your driver, make it your destination. Instead of just a post out of desperation. It's me reaching the deepest state of my meditation.
Calling Kanye desperate for posting his address. Then it goes on where Drake insinuated for like the fifth time that he had a relationship with Kim Kardashian. This is a song called Knife Talk.
Voodoo curse, it got him while I flew the Turks. Know the dogs had to hit him where we knew it hurts.
So he says, I got him while I flew to Turks. So if you remember,
they went on a big holiday then.
Kim Kardashian was in Turks and Caicos in January. Yeah. As soon as she flew back, about a week and a half later, she filed for divorce from Kanye. So he says that he was in Turks and Caicos with her.
Voodoo curse, it got him while I flew to Turks.
I got him while I flew to Turks.
Yeah. So he's saying that he was on that vacation.
Ooh.
And then finally, Drake decided to leak an unreleased Kanye and Andre 3000 track from Donda called Life of the Party. And in it, Kanye disses Drake, saying that he put Kanye says, I put Virgil and Drake on the same text, told them to grow up, etc. He actually mentions Abu Dhabi in the track as well, says Calabasas is the new Abu Dhabi. Don't know why.
So cool.
Yeah. And just
Calabasas in LA is, it's about a 45-minute drive out of like Hollywood area.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful spot. It's where all like the Kardashians live. All big celebs live in there. It's
Post Malone,
It's such a cool little area, right? So, Abu Dhabi's the new Calabasas. We don't want, we're happy with Abu Dhabi being the way that it is. We don't want actually it to turn into that.
Exactly. So that song never made it out. There's no audio of that song anywhere. I have searched and searched and searched. Mm-hmm. Andre 3000 came out to say Kanye just in the end didn't want it on his album. But
interesting.
Anyone who thought this feud between them is going to die out.
So it's back. Kanye, Drake, at it. Again, my favorite song.
Yeah, where you go from, hey. And you just got to Miami, need hotel rooms. Told you that they love you, but they fell through. So you shot in 42 because you, hey. And you throwing on that dress because it's...
All right, thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home.
Philippines, officially open. President of the Philippines, Rodrigo
Duterte,
is lifting a coronavirus ban on travelers from 10 countries. One of those 10 countries, the UAE.
Great.
Also, India, Indonesia. The ban introduced in April will be lifted Monday the 6th. That is tomorrow. Travelers from all these countries, including the UAE, will have to spend a 14-day quarantine on arrival. Now, I want to share with you a little personal story of what's happened in my household. Mm. Virginia and Auntie, or Marilyn, my amazing nannies, my amazing family. We've been together for nearly over 12 years now. Their father passed away last week.
Devastating.
Their father passed away last week.
So devastating.
It devastating, 100%.
Yeah.
And it was so sad. It was so... I haven't held someone that was weeping and crying so hard at the loss of someone. I'd never done that before. Kiki ran up to my room, and I was in my room, and they're like, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. I said, what? I got nervous. What's wrong? Junior and Auntie, the father died. They're crying. And I went, oh, gosh. And I went downstairs, and then we just, you know, gave him a hug, and it was like holding a child. Like, yeah, they were weeping. I was like, oh, man.
You feel like helpless, I imagine.
I hadn't had that before. And in my head, I'm like, well, what are we going to do here? This is because it's COVID.
Yeah, logistics.
So, Virginia, and their sisters, by the way, share the same father. Virginia, she had just come back from the Philippines only about probably a month ago.
Right.
She had spent nearly 2 months there with her family, so she sort of got to spend time with her father, etc. Her sister, Auntie, as we call her, hasn't had that opportunity to do so. So, this was only last week, and I said, well, can we get you in?
Yeah.
And they said, oh, well, there's only a few flights going, but you can get on, what's that word? When they fly
repatriation
flights. There were a few going through, so this was a drama. This whole weekend was, they gave me a contact, I booked a flight. Flights to the Philippines are expensive. One way was 5,300 dirhams.
Wow.
One way, usually you're getting them at around 3,500-4,000 return to the Philippines.
Crazy.
So booked the flight, was talking to this guy. I said to him on Thursday, this was Thursday night. I said to him, when's the flight? He goes, I've got her in for Saturday, which was yesterday. Mm. There's 3 tickets available. You need to pay now. I said to him, if you book this flight, is she 100% guaranteed to get on this flight? Because her father's passed away. They're extending the funeral time. So they're instead of burying him in like 7 to 14 days or whatever, they're doing it on the 23rd day.
She has to quarantine.
Yeah. So we wanted to get her in, quarantining for 14, get her to the funeral. So he's gone, yep, it's going to be fine. I paid the money the next day. I got the cash out, delivered it straight to the guy.
Yeah.
He said, yep, no problem. He calls me yesterday at 2:00 and he says, I haven't got her on the flight. She's packed, ready to go to the airport.
No.
She's leaving.
What happened?
I got angry. I got angry at this guy. I said, you gave me your 100%. And I got I'm very sorry. We could. And I said, listen, this is not it.
No.
This is not happening.
That's
Do you
false
understand?
Hope.
So I got onto the airline, the Filipino airline it was that she was flying. She went down to the airport. They had her on standby.
Mm.
There was one passenger who was struggling to possibly get on the flight because they didn't have the right papers.
Right.
So she went down there. We went there. We waited. And that person got on the flight. We had to drive her home.
Oh, my goodness. The disappointment in her head.
It was so hard. Now, I've got her on a flight for Saturday, most likely.
This Saturday coming.
Not 100% confirmed. But that because now this news only happened yesterday,
yeah.
It's opened up among a lot of things now. So it's better. There are now more flights going to the Philippines.
Yeah.
So
prices have gone up though, right?
Prices are expensive. But, you know, obviously it's not a concern at this stage. We just want to get her home for the funeral.
Oh,
it was just so sad. Well, so sad. So we've got it through. Now, I have read for the Filipino community as well, if you're vaccinated with the right vaccine, which the Philippines accept, you only have to do a 7-day quarantine.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I read an article. I'm not confirming that 100%, but I did read something yesterday that is what it is. So that has helped Marilyn, my auntie, Annie, that has just bought her a 7 days, which hopefully if she leaves on Saturday or even Sunday, she'll still make it to the funeral. But I just want to say to the Filipino community, I know it's been very hard. I feel you. In Australia, we're going through the same thing. You can't get in or out.
Yeah.
I miss my family. I know a lot of you are missing them. Joy, I know you haven't seen your family for 2 years, Joy?
Yes, I do. Actually, our family has been stuck here in UAE for 2 years now. I've been home for quite a while. So this is a great news for all of us in the Philippine community, actually.
100%, and I'm sure you're going to be getting there very soon. Richard, it's been 3 years since you've been back home.
Yeah, I've been here. It's tough for 3 years, but I'll be hopefully soon have my annual leave on November.
Good on you, mate. You're missing home, eh? You're missing the Philippines?
Yes, 3 years of not seeing the Philippines. Yeah. And, you know, it's really very missing my family, the place.
Yeah, I know. You guys, you guys are very, very close families. I like it. You guys are so close together. Michelle, you heard the news. You're planning Christmas.
Yes, Chris. Aww. So excited for Christmas. I've been here in Dubai for like three years now, almost 3 years to be exact. So happy to hear that, you know, borders are opening again. It took us a lot of years to wait for that to open. So finally, it's you know, best year for us too.
Good on you. Congratulations. I just want to say well done. I'm glad that's happened. The Philippines and the UAE, we have such a huge, amazing Filipino community here in the country. So I'm happy that it's open. I'm hopefully going to get, you know, auntie out there on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
And we'll get it all going on. But once again, Michelle, in the Philippines, how do I say congratulations and I'm happy for you in Tagalog?
You can say masaya ako para sa'yo.
Okay, let me try that again. Say that one more time for me, please.
You can say masaya ako para sa'yo.
Masaya ako para sa'yo.
Yes, got it.
On the weekend, we were at the Coca-Cola Arena, went and saw Wayne Brady live, which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Great show, huh? Thought he did a very,
so
very good show.
You were great on stage as well. You were hosting it.
Why, thank you, Pretty Mike. Beforehand, we went out for dinner. Pretty, Brianna, actually Brent Black joined us as well, which was nice, with his fiance.
Lovely.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, it's not the fiance, just girlfriend, right?
Yeah,
sorry.
It's a conversation for another day.
I wonder if he's going to do it, though.
That's all.
We asked him at the table. He made it awkward. But your parents were there, which was fantastic. I love having your parents. They're so cool and so easygoing. Your dad, though, I noticed, was on his phone the whole night.
Okay, so let me tell you a little story about my parents.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is the number one complainer of, Preeti, you're always on your phone, okay?
Yeah.
Now, each of them, my mom and my dad, have their tablets each. They each have an iPad.
So cute.
I am not kidding you. From the moment I step inside the home until like lunch.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They are just sitting and watching.
What are they doing?
They're watching. My dad will like move between news articles, news videos, YouTube, WhatsApp forwards to TV shows.
He's watching TV on there now.
Then my mom will just watch all these different Indian shows, YouTube, etc., the whole time.
Yep.
Then we'll eat lunch. And then they go straight back into their iPads. Literally all day until I have to go, okay, guys, we're going out now. we're going to have outside time and I have to take him somewhere.
Get ready.
You'll be like,
sounds like a role reversal.
It's like, okay, 10 minutes. We're going to go out now. Get ready. Put your iPads away. And I have to go and give them some physical activity time.
Because hold on. This sounds exactly like the same story I was talking about my daughters 2 weeks ago. The same thing. They're always on their iPads.
So can I get your schedule, Chris? And sure. I'll implement it with my parents.
Sure.
If you, I don't know if you saw in my stories yesterday, I was doing a whole dance in front of them.
I saw this.
They did not even look up once.
Yeah.
I'll sometimes yell out from the kitchen, Ma, no answer. I'll leave the house. They have no idea I have left the house. No idea. They are not listening to me. Like, it's crazy.
Are your parents addicted to technology? Is this a role? Is this is what's going on?
Yeah.
I think this is it. Because my parents are the same.
Mine are. Yeah.
My parents are just nonstop on social media. They're,
it's
my
too much.
My mom will reply to every single person that messages her, every single comment, nonstop. Like,
let's do it now. Message Gilda Grams.
If you message my mom on Instagram at Gilda Grams, she will reply to you. Like, she comments on everyone. She replies to everyone.
Yeah.
And I go to her mom, like, are you on there 24/7? Yeah. I have got some time. What do you want me to do?
It's just nonstop. Yeah. And it's just like, and then my dad will send me WhatsApp forwards every day. But then he'll make sure I watch whatever. Sometimes these are 6-minute videos, guys. He'll make sure I sit on the couch next to him and watch the video again on his phone.
That's exactly what my kids do. Our parents have turned into our children.
And it's like, what do I do?
That's exactly the same. Isn't that interesting?
I think it's getting to the point where I'm going to have to take away the iPads.
Take them to work. Take the iPads here to the show so they can't use it when you're not here.
We'll turn the Wi-Fi off.
Yes!
I mean, it is interesting. You know, even like my mum will comment, you know, on every story that I do on Instagram, she'll always put a comment.
Yeah,
every story. If I do 20 stories, she will go and comment on each one.
Yeah.
My Instagram is connected to my Facebook. It's the same stories. But my mum also comments on Facebook.
Bless her.
She's so cute. And I don't know. I don't ever want that to change. But what do we do here, Pretty?
I don't know.
Do we have to lay down the rules for our parents? Is anyone else's parents addicted to technology? 04-871-5544. Talal, your father, he's on this, is he?
Man, my father is just embarrassing at this point. you know when your parents just discovered technology, you get a smartphone, and then they have a Facebook?
Yeah.
And then, you know when they instead of like commenting on somebody's post, they share the post and they say whatever they want on the post?
Oh, no.
So what was meant to be like maybe a private thing, they've now publicly put it out there with a comment?
It's like, sorry for your loss, for example. They share the post and they say, sorry for your loss. I mean, like, he won't even see it. That. And sometimes he sees a picture of someone who's close to him. For example, he shares the post. Give me a call.
Oh, no.
I miss you.
He's sharing posts instead of just comedy.
My mother shares posts of lost dogs in Bulgaria.
Why?
Just trying to help, I don't know. I'm like, what are you doing? It's pointless. The dog's in Bulgaria. Why are you sharing it?
Oh, gosh. I guess we gotta be happy that we have our parents with us, because there will be some people that won't even have their parents and say, you know what, I wish.
I wish
I had parents like that. Laura, parents are just like that, are they? Is this what happens?
Guys, my parents are like that. Not only are my parents like that, my grandmother. Bless her, but my grandmother.
What's your Instagram page? I want to follow her. The Teta. So your grandma's on this as well?
She sends organic food every day. I have to read an article about what food should I not eat anymore, even if it's like an apple. And why apples are unhealthy for you. And then like a year later, she'll send me, oh, green apples are the best thing for you. I'm
like, so cute.
I feel like, Laura, I don't know if you're with me. I mean, it can be frustrating when they're just on their phones constantly. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
If this gives them a little bit of happiness throughout the day and they're just doing fine and they're healthy and okay, I guess it's fine. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
Right?
We got them around, right? Muhammad, your parents like that?
absolutely like that. I mean, some photos are, you know, meant to be kept in some private groups, but she kept on sharing with the cousins living in London, Canada, America. Yeah. It's like, and sending it everywhere, and later they'll be publishing it to Facebook and, you know, sharing it on WhatsApp. So it's like really embarrassing moment.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I feel you. Even on my, like, my account, sometimes if I get like any trolls messaging me, on my comments, or if they leave a comment that's negative on my comments, mum and dad will go and reply. I'm like, mum, it's okay. Your son has haters, and that's okay. All right? You'll be okay. Mum's just WhatsApp me right now here.
It's not true. I don't. I only do for my friends and the friends that I met. There's no way I do work, by the way, guys. I do not sit on my phone all the time.
Maybe
your dad does more than I do.
No, mum does.
Pretty and Rossi, I do answer you.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God, stop it. I don't. I don't. I do for my kids, of course.
Yeah.
That is being polite.
Yeah. All right. Gilda Graham's on Instagram. If you message my mum, she'll reply to you.
100%.
She will definitely reply to you. Yeah. I know that she will. All right. Give us something to do. Pretty. I think our parents, we just got to be happy, grateful that we've got them around, and we just accept it, right?
Yeah, I guess. But there will be an iPad ban after 7.
Is it Jitika?
Yes, it is.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, your parents are not only on their iPads and doing that, they're playing games, are they?
Yeah, they're playing games. I mean, okay, I'm from an Indian family, and I'm like 20 years old. I'm supposed to be the one on the phone.
Yeah.
But my parents, so it's like my dad's time to come back home from work, and my mom is playing Candy Crush. She's on YouTube, Facebook, sharing posts everywhere.
Yeah.
So my dad walks in. He's like, aren't you supposed to give me food? At least offer me water. I just came from the heat.
Mum's addicted to Candy Crush. I love that.
Oh.
That's great. Could you imagine our parents in TikTok, though? They say you get home and your mum and dad are doing TikTok dances together.
Please, no.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that would take it to the next level.
I think...
You know, the weirdest thing being, they watch TikTok on YouTube.
They watch TikTok on YouTube.
Yes!
My daughters do that as well. They watch TikTok on YouTube.
Like, what they're is just. That? I think they're just fascinated by it all, you know?
2021. Like,
I don't know.
It's the year, pretty. 2021. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it for us. Sunday morning. One and done, as they say. One and done.
Mm-hmm.
Four more to go. Another week ahead of us. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Do you do anything for Australian Father? Which Father's Day do you celebrate?
You know what? I feel like I don't even celebrate. My kids don't even know when Father's Day is half the time. You know what I mean? I come home, I'll be like, you know, it's Father's Day, girls. And like, oh, yeah, happy Father's Day.
Oh.
So I don't know. I'll do nothing. It's all right, guys.
Oh, Daddy, we love you. Oh,
just cry the tears in your pool, Chris.
It's all right. I will. I'll be jumping in that pool today, definitely. listen, whatever you do today, it is Father's Day in Australia and a few other countries, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea.
Fiji
as well. So happy Father's Day if you are celebrating. And even if you're not celebrating it, happy Father's Day.
Even if
you're a mum, happy Father's Day, happy Mother's Day. It should be that every day, shouldn't it? Have a great day. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.